Hello, this is Jen and Ria from Fundamental Focusing, and welcome to our whole body focusing series. And we're now in our fifth week, and today's topic will be go with the flow. So we're in our process. We've said hello, we've let go, we've revealed and accepted the ego, we've said it is so, and now we're going with the flow. So we're inside our bodies. We've connected and cleared a space and done all that wonderful stuff. And so now we're hitting something, or something's presenting itself, or there's a first sign of an ache or something that hurts, or a sensation in the body, or words or images or anything that presents itself inside of me. And what is important to note is that there's shifts, and the shifts will happen all the time in our bodies. And we can start off in whole body focusing with an image that pops up, and the image may be very familiar, or it may be something totally out of whack, which, you know, I'm not sure what it is. And whatever, let's say we start with that image, an image pops up, all of a sudden, that image can bring forth a sensation, or that image can bring forth an ache or a pain or something that's been residing in our bodies. And it can be a pain that we're familiar with or we're not. It doesn't really matter. But what happens is the body has these shifts, and all these shifts are different unwinding moments. That's how I see it. It can be interpreted as whatever, through as many people that interpret it. But for myself, it's the unwinding process. So let's say, for instance, again, I start off with an image, and then some kind of pain starts happening in my shoulder, and I'm just there with it, saying hello to it. And all of a sudden, the pain itself can shift, and it can become more intense, or it can become less intense, or it can just be a shooting pain for a few seconds, and then boom, all of a sudden it's in my heart. But it's not a pain anymore. It's just kind of a burning sensation, or it's a cold sensation, or it's just tingly. So the shifts, that flow, and that's what I mean by going with the flow, is just letting those shifts run through the body and take its course without me again stepping in the way. And it can start off with a pain right away. And then all of a sudden it shifts into a whole story in words. And maybe there's a pro and con, or a good and bad, or however we want to, normal and not normal. And those are just words. But, you know, there may be a duality happening inside of me. So my shifts take place, and they can happen very quickly. And most times, if I'm completely grounded and I'm solid and I give my body the space and time it needs, the shifts move within 30 seconds to a minute. Sometimes maybe they last a little longer. It all depends where I'm at. But those shifts are what make things move and what make things unwind. So I welcome those shifts. And I don't try to make them go another way, because sometimes we get caught up in, well, my pain's not there and it should be here, so maybe I should search for the real pain. But maybe the real pain is just a mask that I'm feeling every day, but the realer pain, if that's a word, or the pain that actually I should be unwinding, is what I'm feeling in my body once I get into that deep connection. So letting those shifts just move through the body on their own, noticing, observing, and letting it flow is a key to the unwinding process, is the key to just letting the body do its thing. And it may feel funky at times, and you may get shakes, and you may get cold, and you may get all kinds of things. But just know that going with that flow and letting that intensify and detensify, or just move in different ways, is part of the process. And the more you get comfortable with that part, the more it can go deeper. And sometimes deeper doesn't necessarily mean awkward and not feeling good and oh my God, I can't handle this. It's just whatever it will be that'll pop up for you. So just being aware that the shifts take place every 30 to seconds to a minute. Again, when we're in grounded presence and we're centered and we're not in our mind, we've let go of the ego and we've cleared a space and the confusion's gone and we've stepped into our body and just being with what's there. So we'll go have a look into the next meditation in a couple of days or a few days, and I hope to see you on the call at that point. This is Janine Ria from Fundamental Focusing, wishing you a great week.